Now, empowering First Nations women to learn about and manage polycystic ovary syndrome. Of course, I know nothing about, but here to learn, PCOS. New culturally safe, easy to understand and beautifully designed resources for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander women by Jean Howes for Women's Health and Central Australian Aboriginal Congress. We're going to catch up a yarn now with Renee Camilleri, Women's Health Week and Community Engagement Manager at Jean Howes. On the line, Renee, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Trevor. I'm good, thanks. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you very much for coming to the program. Where are you based?
I am based in Naarm in Melbourne on beautiful Wurundjeri country.
All right, beautiful. Thank you. Nice footprint. And thinking of your mob down there, Victoria. All the rains, we're here in sunny North Queensland. The heat is on, but thinking of you guys, prayers and thoughts are going out to all the mob there in Melbourne and Victoria and New South Wales, of course, yes.
Yeah, thank you so much for that. It's been a very wet and rainy start to spring, that's for sure.
Yes. So talking about empowering First Nations women to learn about and manage polycystic ovary and syndrome, PCOS. So talk to us about this project, please, sister.
Yeah, so this has been such an amazing project to work on between Jean Howes Women's Health and Congress up in the Northern Territory, and thank you to funding from the Australian Government to enable us to do these very important resources for First Nation women and girls.
Yes.
So the project started back in 2020, just before the pandemic hit us. Mm-hmm. So it was a very interesting time to kind of do a project like this, but the great thing is we developed such a great partnership with the Ilukwa Women's Health Service, which are part of Congress, in doing some consultation work with both community, our wonderful steering group that were part of the project, but also health professionals that work in this space.
Yes.
To create these very much needed resources. So there was a need identified that polycystic ovarian syndrome, it occurs in 1 in 6 women from Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander backgrounds. And
hormonal condition, is that right?
Yeah, so it's a hormonal condition. So in the general kind of population, the statistics are about 1 in 10 women and girls, but regrettably, it's actually more common in our First Nation communities.
So there's another gap we need to close.
Yeah, Renea. Definitely.
Yes.
And the great thing is that we work together to find out, you know, what kind of information women and health professionals would need to be able to understand the condition. We have finally launched these beautiful resources, which are free. They're quite engaging. They're very simple to understand. And we had some beautiful artwork done by an Aranda artist, Amanda Gorey, with illustrations also by Coolamong Creative up in the Northern Territory.
Beautiful. So this would be also introduced to our First Nation health organisations as well?
Yeah, so at the moment we've just begun kind of our community engagement with a lot of organisations across Australia. So although they were developed with Central Australian women in mind from First Nation communities, they are quite relevant for communities right across Australia. And, you know, as you mentioned earlier, it's about empowering First Nation women.
Yeah.
We want them to learn about conditions like this, to understand their bodies, so that if things do come up, they're able to feel confident to, you know, talk to their healthcare worker about what they're experiencing.
So we're talking culturally safe materials, information, you know, black on black, and First Nation health organisation are at the table. So very important information, but it's about educating, supporting the so-called material and educating and empowering women.
Yeah, definitely. And I think the great thing about this is that the resources were co-designed and we engaged, you know, people from the community, health professionals. We had a great team at Congress working with Jean Howes to ensure that the material that was being put out there was culturally appropriate. So we worked with a really wonderful Aboriginal cultural advisor up in at Congress. And, you know, we've seen the results. When we launched them last week up in Alice Springs, the feedback's just been amazing.
Good.
And, you know, we've already got intake from people right across the country for these wonderful resources.
Exactly. So it would be shared across the country, of course, yes?
So they're available to download off our website, so genehales.org.au/resources.
Hales, H-A-I-L-E-S? Gene Hales?
Yes, H-A-I-L-E-S.
Okay,
and they can also order some hard copy resources of the brochures and the educational toolkits that we have.
Renee, thank you so very much. Beautiful information. And look, there's another gap we have to close, but we are working towards it, and we're all in this together, are we not?
Yeah, and, you know, community engagement, particularly with our First Nation communities, is important because we need to reach the priority groups across Australia to ensure that they have that evidence-based health information to make good decisions for their health.
Beautiful. Love your work, and thank you very much for sharing. Please always keep us in mind regarding more information and promoting it, but also feedback from what's happening out in the community and how they're receiving it. Thank you so very much.
Definitely. Thanks for having me again, Trevor.
All the best.
You have a wonderful show.
Take care, sis. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye.
Renee Camilleri, Women's Health Week and Community Engagement Manager at Jean Hales. And empowering First Nations women to learn about and manage polycystic ovary syndrome, PCOS. It's very sad, but a hormonal condition that affects 1 in 10 women and girls in Australia. And, of course, sad, but for First Nation people, women, the numbers are a lot higher, and there's another gap we need to close. So to all our First Nation health organisations out there, look, doing a great job. And, look, this is a fantastic program. So reach out and put it through your system. That would be fantastic. Have your say, Yana Strong here, National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.